Summer music festivals, great opportunities to experience favorite sounds and hear new potential favorites in relaxed settings, frequently outdoors. Well, they were an early casualty of the COVID pandemic. In 2020, performances were few and almost entirely virtual. 2021, however, is a year of resurrection and rebirth for these events that are an essential part of the art music world's chemistry. Two of them, both long-standing Montana traditions and both sources of fine performances that I'm delighted to have shared with you, our listeners, in past years, are the Flathead Valley's Festival Amadeus and, along the Clark Fork River, the Montana Baroque Music Festival. We've got previews of both ahead, beginning with Festival Amadeus, planned and led by its founding artistic director, John Zoltek. Performances begin Tuesday, August 3rd, and continue through Sunday the 8th, and are offered at venues in Whitefish, Kalispell, and Big Fork, Montana. Participating musicians this year, including soloists, are from the Glacier Symphony Orchestra, joined by guest players from around the region. Also part of the program is this group, the Fry Street Quartet. Resident ensemble at Utah State University and frequent guests at this festival. We hear them here playing a bit from the composer whose orchestral music is on the bill for the festival's opening concert, Franz Joseph Haydn. Fry Street Quartet, in addition to their role in the festival opening concert, will also give a program of quartets by Beethoven, Brahms, and living American composer Gabriella Lina Frank. I had a chance to talk with John Zoltek about this year's programs and about just how long there has been a Festival Amadeus.
Well, you know, if you don't count last year, which was, oddly enough, our 13th season, of course, that was canceled because of COVID. So this season will be season number 14. And, you know, I'm counting it as the 14th season.
It's a tradition in big cities when buildings are built, typically the 13th floor will be skipped or become just a floor for equipment rather than people. So, yes, we are going to celebrate the 14th running of Festival Amadeus. And among other things, there are a couple of new items here, but among other things, you get to welcome back a group that I remember very fondly, the Fry Street Quartet. Utah State University. It's great that they're back.
Yeah, the quartet is lots of fun, and they really enjoy being a part of our week-long festival here in the Whitefish Kalispell area. And so I enjoy working with them a lot. So I extended the invitation to them once again. I think this is their fourth or fifth time at the festival. It's been quite a lot of appearances for them, but it's always great. They always put on a tremendous recital and always join us for a particular concert. And this year they'll be joining the orchestra for our opening concert, which is called Morning, Noon, and Night. And we'll be performing three Haydn symphonies, the early symphonies number 6, 7, and 8 that were later titled Morning, Noon, and Night. And that's our opening concert. And the Fry Quartet will be sitting as principals in the orchestra for that concert. I always like to kind of feature them in some way. Sometimes we do Baroque things with the Concerto Grosso kind of situation, but I thought it would be fun to do these Haydn works because there's also a lot of demanding solos required for the first chair players of the violins and cellists anyway. And So it's going to be a great concert.
It certainly sounds that way. And I should mention right from the top that that particular concert you mentioned happens on Tuesday, the 3rd of August. And the festival itself runs from the 3rd through Sunday, the 8th. New to Festival Amadeus this year, but not to the Glacier Symphony, are two venues, one in Whitefish and one in Kalispell.
So we will be in a new venue for our three concerts in Whitefish, which will be the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening concerts. They will be held at Christ Lutheran Church, which is a beautiful modern church with a really great-sounding sanctuary. We traditionally do our December Messiah concerts there. And they offered us to host us, and so we're going to take them up on that, and we'll be performing there. And then what's really exciting is that we will be doing our two weekend finale concerts on Saturday and Sunday, August 7th and 8th, in our outdoor venue at the Rebecca Farm facility, which is a large, beautiful equestrian facility just in Kalispell off the highway. It's a very expansive grounds, and we have a beautiful acoustic tent there with all the required staging and lighting, and we're going to have two concerts there. One is the Baroque Blast on Saturday night with a lot of Baroque music, obviously, and then our Sunday finale with Mozart and Beethoven featured.
Thursday's Whitefish and Sunday's Kalispell finale concerts both have featured soloists. On Thursday, Mozart, Rossini, and Schubert are on the bill, with Festival Amadeus Orchestra principal clarinet Dinah Weimer taking the solo role in Mozart's sublime clarinet concerto in A. On Sunday, in the Rebecca Farm finale, the orchestra's principal French hornist, Paul Rossi, likewise takes on Mozart, soloing in the rustic horn concerto No. 3 in E-flat. That program also includes a Mozart overture and Beethoven's First Symphony. Speaking of Beethoven, here's a bit of his music from a past Festival Amadeus. Featuring soloists from the orchestra is unusual for Festival Amadeus, as John Zoltek explains.
Typically, as you know, Jim, I bring in a number of guest artists, both nationally and internationally. This year, I decided to play it rather safe, and just because of all the unknowns that have been going on for the past number of months, obviously associated with COVID, I wanted to keep this festival very, very simple and kind of in-house, if you will. Consequently, also, the invitation to the Frye Street Quartet was a very simple one. They've been up here a lot, so they know the drill. And I want to save the more ambitious festival goings on maybe until yet next year, where hopefully things are more stable, one hopes. So that was my thinking this time. We wanted to, you know, mount a festival, but we didn't want to get overly ambitious. So in other words, no opera this year.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was something that still resonates very positively in my head. I know your Mozart from last year. The pandemic has changed so many things and has forced us, especially so in the arts world, to adapt and learn from our adaptations. I asked John Zoltek about what changes for his orchestra were undertaken and if any of those might well be permanent.
Well, absolutely, and thanks for that question. You know, probably like many others in our field and in the arts in general, one's you know, expectations have somewhat been tempered, and also I think, you know, the embracing of a more patient concept of pretty much appreciating what can be done at certain levels and, you know, kind of just sort of resetting your own values or expectations about what needs to happen, what's important, and you know, how to keep people safe, but how to still maintain some sort of performance schedule. So organizationally, what we've actually learned during this year, we've learned how to do digital concerts and produce them. And that's something we were, you know, fiddling with a little bit prior to COVID. But when COVID happened, that's something we kind of went full steam ahead on. And it was a very good learning experience. And now, as a performing arts organization, we kind of have that tool under our belt. So we're able to offer those that medium if we want to in the future. So that's a really important plus that we've got out of this whole year of inconvenience. And also, I do think that just the general feeling about playing music together again with an ensemble or with an orchestra, as we've been able to do recently within the past couple of months anyway, you know, the appreciation of how important it is not only to all of us performers, but also the importance of what we do in transmitting the art form that we love and that we do professionally to others, you know, and how important it is to others. All of that is very, very positive. So, you know, that would be off the top of my head, the things that I've gleaned and probably others too, from this past year.
Yeah, it's been quite the experience for everyone. Well, it is just really wonderful to have Festival Amadeus back up and running from the 3rd through the 8th of August at different venues, Christ Lutheran Church in Whitefish, also John Paul II Church in Big Fork, and then also in Kalispell, Montana, Rebecca Farm, which sounds like a great place to have a concert in the summer. Festival Amadeus opens Thursday, August 3rd, and continues through Sunday, August 8th. Complete information on music, venues, and artists is at glaciersymphony.org/festival. My great thanks to Festival founding director John Zoltek.